So I'm here at the Optinet booth now, and I'm speaking with Stephen White. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Certainly, thanks for attending.
Very good. So Stephen, maybe just to get us started here, why don't you tell our users about Optinet? What do you guys do?
All right, so we started in 1997, and we were a privately owned company, ISP, focusing on blocking pornography and inappropriate content to children and minors. The company was started in Madrid, Spain. Originally, we actually focused on, again, blocking, you know, for child and minors and adolescents, and kind of evolved from there into overall blocking malware, antivirus, spam, getting into application management filtering. Started a nonprofit organization called Portahelis that is strictly focused on really protecting minors and adolescents, especially in the education arena. So I do a lot of work with schools around the world, education environment, as well as government institutions. So as an example, the communication department, or infrastructure in Madrid, in Spain, is a big partner of ours, and we, you know, go through and develop customized solutions for government agencies in partnership with Spain and then other governments around the world.
So what is this? Is this software? Is it hardware? Is it appliance? How does it work?
Yes. So we are mainly a software solution and can be deployed. We've got our own custom appliances, and we support many different deployment models from 50 users on up to millions of subscribers. So we've got custom solutions all around the world, working with institutions, like I said, a lot of different local and federal governments, education institutions, but also major corporations, such as bank institutions, Chrysler as an example, Orange, and O2, Telefonica is a big customer, and also, you know, here are a number of service providers and partners here in the U.S. as well.
So what happens, like I got a quick understanding before, so my understanding is it doesn't actually block like an entire site, just the bad content on the site itself.
Right, so a lot of our competitors out there focus on URL content filtering only, right? So they go through, build a blacklist of sites, and the problem with that in today's world, what we consider, you know, Web 2.0 is a dynamic content. You've got a lot of news sites out there, as well as blog organizations, that the information changes daily, right? And so you could have, you could classify a site one day, and the next minute, the content has changed, and, you know, there could be inappropriate images,
sure.
And as well as text that you don't necessarily want your kids to have access to. But at the same time, you know, we're also focused, got a lot of tools for the enterprise corporations that allow them to block applications on the network, things like access to BitTorrent, P2P, social network. So depending on, you know, the enterprise's focus and their interest in how to optimize their workers' access to the internet and, their, and of course, their daily lives and business lives, they can do so.
Now, tell us about malware blocking.
Sure. So we've partnered with a number of different vendors in this space. Kaspersky is one of them, as well as McAfee and ClamAV, to integrate their AV engines and malware engines into our product. So one of the advantages that we offer, a single platform that offers both content filtering, as we discussed, you know, really focused on Web 2.0 dynamic content analysis, but also antivirus, application management, intrusion protection, blocking, you know, so all the service into one single appliance. And then, so depending on the user or the particular agency or institution that we're going into, they have a choice of which partner they go with. You know, Kaspersky is obviously one of the top rated consistently year over year, but we also give a choice, right? So depending on the agency's preference, we have McAfee and then ClamAV.
Tell me a bit about why do people contact you? Is it because they realize they have an issue where employees or something are accessing inappropriate content, and it's sort of like a reactive situation, or do you find that a lot of customers are trying to be proactive?
Well, so as an example, in Q4 2008, 74% of email sent were considered spam.
Okay.
Right. So with that, we get obviously that's a big driver factor is to optimize internet for the corporation, as well as obviously from a government education standpoint, making sure that their users are getting clean internet, right? Getting clean experience on the web and blocking sites that, you know, a lot of, in recent times, we've heard a lot of the press with child pornography, sexting, you know, those types of activities. that's going on. So that's where we come in, and we can help protect the individual users and corporations from the bad press and bad publicity that would come along and potential lawsuits that would come along with that.
So you think most of the people, they have an existing situation that they need to...
Many times, yes,
clear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think spam hits us all, so that's definitely a common problem, but also we're finding more and more, you read it in the press every day, is you'll have a worker that has accessed pornography continuously on the web. They may even have a hard drive full of it, right? And so that's where our product comes into play, is not only do we do network-based scanning, but we can also do system-based scanning and actually check on your network for servers that are hosting images and videos of pornography.
Very good. One last question for you, Stephen, before we go. Can you leave us with some bit of advice or some words of wisdom, or maybe some trends that you're noticing for our users that couldn't actually make it to the show?
Sure. So I think that we're seeing, especially in the malware space, and then even more so in mobile networks today, is that trend is growing. We saw just in January alone over 200% increase from the January before, and just the different viruses and worms that are hitting even the mobile networks. So it's important that take proactive measures, obviously, to both protect against corporate, but also service provider in the cloud services for security. And that's where we're focused on, is protecting at the entry point and blocking and optimizing your internet.
Very good. Well, once again, Stephen White with Optinet. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.